You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Worships the beast, nothing but air in his head. Appears in your eyes, peddling lies, selling ideas that are dead. He's out there every single morning, talking about his new day that is dawning. Oh no, here comes a collie, red star on his breast. Oh no, here comes a collie, won't you give it a rest? He's on land, he has a plan to bring it all down to the ground. Confuse you with lies, install his spies, bring that destruction around. He just wants to see our nations dying. His desire is for a red flag flying. Oh no, here comes a collie, red star on his breast. Oh no,
all right, we're back. Cineary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I got Jim Stone pulled up, and Biden did not trip on the stairs to Air Force One. The new videos are fake also. And I'm not saying I believe this. You know, I just read some of this stuff. Suddenly there's a pile of Biden vids showing him in embarrassing situations, videos they'd never release under normal circumstances, and they're fake too. They have to prove this guy's is not just bits and bytes. Excuse me. So they're releasing better, unflattering, to make them believable fakes that have had better scrutiny to bury this. So then it talks about rumor Russia will go to war soon. Russia has opened its bomb shelters, which, unlike America's bomb shelters, can hold the entire Russian population and feed them for a lengthy time frame. Obviously, the DOD has spent trillions. We at least get a hole in the ground with food, right? Actually, no. The leftists made damn good sure that money went elsewhere. Toyota has warned and is continuing to warn the world not to switch to electric cars too fast. Toyota is stating straight up that there's no way the electrical infrastructure is going to be able to handle having everyone driving electric cars, especially with leftists shutting down as much generating capacity as they possibly can. Well, this is all the point. Starve everybody out. No electricity except for them. I mean, you know. And then Tiger Woods crash update supports remote control. Just a lot of interesting stuff here. I wanted to get this out here. Oh, we got one more caller that punched their way in. Dan in Washington. Let's take Dan real quick. What's up, man?
Hey, well, you brought up Tiger Woods. Did you hear that basically he was hypnotized the entire time? His caddy was basically a military psychological expert in hypnotism. And
he could whip some ass on the golf course, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, from the beginning, he was in hypnosis the entire time is what this article was saying. It was from, like, Golfers Magazine or something. He was, experiment.
You know what, though? Hey, I was looking at these remote control golf balls a while back, and I was talked about it probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I'm like, man, and this was like on a Nissan commercial, a freaking remote control golf ball, to where it's like, dude, they can have anybody win any tournament they want if this is, you know, in play.
Yeah, I've never heard of the remote control one. That's weird.
Yeah, check that out.
I was calling in when I didn't catch quite what we were saying. I listened to Fast Nation. They kind of pinned Q down to Israel Watnick Cohen. Is that what you were saying?
I brought him up as a high possibility of definitely a major player there, this young 30-something-year-old dude at the highest heights of the defense intelligence sphere in the Pentagon. I'm like, what the hell is the dude do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd go with that. I think definitely Q was working for the government, probably Trump.
Oh, look, and I brought up Bannon as well because he, you know, Bannon's tight with all them dudes, and he's tight with Rabbi Shmuley and all them characters. So Bannon, he was naval intelligence, and so I threw him in that sphere as well.
Yeah, that could be possible. I think the Republicans have mastered running against themselves. Like, so they're going to start, I think they're going to allow more of this Q, like they allowed a couple more Q senators in there. And it's because they have this kind of white working class base that they know they're never going to do anything for, but they have to keep them strung along. So they're going to just keep Q, keep this theory, that theory, you know, to try to, I think that's
well, I mean, think about this, though. Think about this, how, like, the party of, you know, Kennedy, the, you know, your Democratic Party, I mean, they're out to slit Whitey's throat. I mean, this is where they've gone. I mean, it's gotten to the point where the Democratic Party, now secretly what their agenda is, we could all argue about that. But as far as their surface agenda, it's completely anti-white. And if you're not like a, if you're not a, you know, gay and you're white, you ain't got no place in the Democratic Party, basically.
Well, but see, look at, you know, like what the Republicans did to Steve King. And he was in it.
Crucified the guy.
Nick Fuentes had a pretty good meeting. Not CPAC, but it was called, I forgot what it was called, but. And actually, a couple, a senator and Stephen King attended. But yeah, it just shows, I mean, the Republicans keep that going, though, right? Because they never just openly defend white people. And then when someone does, like Steve King, the Republicans are the first ones to destroy him, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're weak.
So it's kind of like, you know, they're, anyway, you know, it's
yeah. Yeah, it's a horrible dialectic we have between these two parties, and it's basically a white democide dialectic.
Yep.
It's where they're using the power of government.
It's disappointing because we kind of fought pretty hard for Trump, and Trump was right. I mean, we don't have time for political correctness, but then. You know, when he got in there, it was kind of a different story. And Q never talks about the Jews, right? So Q doesn't talk about the Jew. So
yeah.
Q is probably ran by a Jew. And, you know, it's just.
Yeah. You're pretty much spot on right there, brother.
But, all right. Well, have a good show. And, I guess we'll see what happens. They got this Q senator in there, right? So we're going to see what they do.
What do you mean,
her,
the Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah. Wasn't she kind of a Q person? So
yeah. Well, she's pretty unabashedly, you know, but she's kind of shying away from that aspect, but she's still going hardcore, kind of nationalist, populist, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yeah, dude. Take care of yourself. I wanted to get this one in, Sam. If you could cue up clip 2. Now, this is a British guy, and we talked about Serco. Okay, the Serpent Corporation over there, this big conglomerate in England that runs nuclear warheads, prisons, blah, 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 blah. But he drops the thing where Serco is tied in with our Federal Emergency Management Agency. Go ahead and roll 2 real quick.
However, the infrastructure of our entire test and trace system, the enforcement, is run by a company called Serco. Has anybody heard of Serco?
Yeah.
The Serpent Company.
Wait a minute.
Right. Now, before I tell you about Serco, this is how it works. The law changed 2 weeks ago. If you are asked to isolate for any reason, you do not need a test. You do not need symptoms. You can get a little notification on your phone saying, stay at home. And you can get £1,000 fine. And if you break the rules, you get up to a £10,000 fine. This is administered by Serco. Okay? Who are Serco? Here we go. Bear with me, I've made some extensive notes.
Go on, Lance.
Right, Serco are the multinational company that employ more people than British Armed Services, 125,000 people. They've got 40 subsidiary companies across the globe. They are the largest outsourcing company in the world, and they win 70% of the contracts they bid for. They turn over £5 billion a year. Here's a short look into what they do. They cover waste disposal all over the UK, transport, half of London's traffic lights, all of Dublin's. Ontario, Canada, they issue your driving licence. In New Zealand, trains, ferries, all across the UK too. In Australia, they have a presence on every single military base. That's just in Australia. Serco are contracted to run the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Does anybody know what FEMA is? They administer and run two whole FEMA camps worth $600 million. 17 states they run FEMA. Sorry. Immigration detention centres across the UK, Australia and New Zealand. Air traffic control across the whole world. Public transport in the West and in the Middle East is dominated by Serco. That means the ANPR cameras. That means the facial recognition cameras. They run, own and maintain all of that infrastructure. They are contracted for the DWP call centres. They're the largest operator of private prisons in the UK. Who knew that it's not just the US that has private for-profit prisons? They're in the UK too, and they're run by guess who? Serco, the Serpent Company. They run every single state school in Bradford between 2001 and 2011. In that decade, kid me not, was that not the decade when the grooming, industrialised raping of young girls was its most prevalent in the North East? They ran all of the schools in Bradford. Political persuasions aside, that happened, and they were in charge of every school in Bradford. Along with G4S, they are the largest contractor for services for vulnerable children. They run the infrastructure of the child protection services. They run the UK ballistic missile system and our entire nuclear arsenal. They run three UK naval bases. Serco are contracted to administer many UK hospitals. The entire NHS blood bank is run by Serco. Does anybody starting to get an idea of how huge this multinational conglomerate company is? It is the octopus. It is the snake. It is the spider at the center of the web.
Obscene.
Serco have contracted for our high defense Skynet, i.e. Terminator 2. Skynet satellite system. Serco run that. They also run and administer the US Patent Office. They issue every patent in the US. Serco have been involved in scandals in every one of these areas. They were fined £22 million. They run the ankle tagging for prisoners. So all the prisoners in the UK that have got that ankle tag on, that's Serco. £22 million fine for charging the government for dead prisoners. Who knows about that scandal with Nigel Farage's trial? What do you think about Nigel Farage at the window? That scandal of those immigrants that have been picked up in the Channel and being put into hotels. Guess who's doing that? Serco. They run every single immigration centre. Guess what they also run? All of the high-speed rescue boats for the border force. Every single one of them is issued, serviced and ran by Serco. They are on commission to pick up every immigrant. They get £900 a pop to put them in their own immigration centres. And if they're full, guess where they go? In the four-star hotels. Serco pick up the bill and they probably double it before they give it to the government and we have to pay for it.
Wow. Here we go.
Holy shit.
Yeah, £900 a pop for each asylum seeker. A very infamous asylum detention centre in Yarl's Wood is run by Serco, and it's infamous for sexual abuse and prostitution rings. They've lost lots of contracts for malpractice. In August,
you can stop it there. But remember, you know, way back to Sandy Hook, there was Serco with Robbie Parker and all that crap. This goes so far back, and it goes so deep. And I've covered it on the broadcast years ago, but I'd like to, you know, rehash some of this stuff because it all ties in together. We got Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, what's up, man?
Well, thank you, and so glad you're back, Robert. Playing off your Serco tape you just played, that's the Across the Pond version of Mossad MI6's. That's what it is, Mossad, Israeli Six's special operations group over there that controls all their agencies. And here in America, ours, the other part of Serco over here, their partner, if you will, is SSES. It's actually it's termed SES, Senior Executive Services, but it's actually secret senior executive services, because we're not supposed to know about it.
Yeah.
And that emanates from the Department of Justice's website under USAM under 1-4:000. It's their so-called ethics and responsibilities, professional responsibilities. And this is the deep, dark state that controls all the agencies, these private-for-private foreign corporate profits agencies that have been weaponized against we the people under the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars plan of weaponizing all technology against the American people.
Yep. Yes, from PSYOP to Mind War, then you got the report from Iron Mountain, then you've got Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the real evil triangle there.
Absolutely, it's a three-pronged attack by silent wars, unrestricted warfare here in America, and I have been warred against myself, as you well know.
They've
tried to murder me twice with egregious abuses of mass deadly force. I can only thank help from above that I've walked away unscathed, except for loss of time, years of life, my golden years, having my home stolen, my family broken up, two cars stolen from me. It's absolutely insane that we are at war here in America, and most people in America don't even realize it.
Yeah, well, they're starting to feel something's wrong, but, I mean, gosh, I know so many people that can't wait to get in line to get this damn shot, Chris. It's just like, this is...
Well, I've turned a couple around here in Las Vegas by letting them know what's in there and showing them the different 25 ingredients that are in there. These diabolical concoctions, this pharma CIA that they're trying to hype on the American people and the world and trying to convince them they need something that's nothing but an experimental bioterror weapon to see how many people they can kill off with the first or the second shot.
Well, you know, what's fascinating. I was reading an article, and I can't remember where it was, but they were bringing up all of the kind of symptoms that have happened when you go on chemotherapy. And I swear to God, it looks just like what this thing's doing to people. So there's probably like, they're like, you know what? What else can we throw in there? They're like, you know what? Throw in some chemo. Throw in some rat poison, some chemo, some nanotech. How about some Nogales? And cocktail that with, you know, I mean, all these people are like, how many evil ingredients can we come up with? Oh, aborted fetal tissue. That's right. Let's cut some babies open and take their kidney cells.
Let's put the HIV virus in there and the Ebola and every other insidious disease that they can concoct a concoction out of. This kind of reminds you of the old song. I think it was the Searchers that did Stranded in the Jungle. I smelled something cooking, and I looked to see. That's when I figured they was cooking me.
Yeah. Yeah.
God
nuts,
bless
man.
You, Robert. I'm glad you're back, and glad that Sam's manning the board for you. He's doing a fabulous job. God bless the Republic, and you too, Robert.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Here's an interesting one. Sam, get clip 11 queued up here. You know, all of us were reading about Sarah Netanyahu, Bibi's wife, okay? And, you know, I never really looked into her, but a bunch of stuff has come out on her recently, and people have been digging into her, you know, stuff with the Adelsons. You know, Sheldon Adelson, before he died, said she was crazy as a loon and all this, but then... there's some things going on, people, some whistleblowers in Israel talking about how she might be the power behind Bibi and actually might be higher on the food chain, if you look at pecking orders over there, than he is. Let's go ahead and roll 11 real quick.
Another part about Sarah Netanyahu's past is that she also was married before.
So she was in a previous marriage.
Yes, in previous marriage,
Bibi
right
Netanyahu.
Before
okay.
Marrying Benjamin Netanyahu, becoming the First Lady of Israel. This is an article from the Jewish Telegraph Agency, 1996. It turns out that this marriage did not necessarily end amicably, and her husband, a man by the name of Doram Neuberger, He planned to write a book in 1996 after the divorce, but after she was already with Benjamin Netanyahu, and at a time that Benjamin Netanyahu was already prime minister, a tell-all, and it was actually, I'd say, motivated by the fact that he had seen pictures and video of Sarah Netanyahu and Benjamin Netanyahu's lawyer, which, as we noted here, is his cousin, looking at what appeared to be secret documents. This is a quote from Doron Nuremberg. He said that he believed that Sarah Netanyahu was becoming privy to matters of national security, and it was his duty. It was his duty to come out and tell the truth of Sarah Netanyahu's past and rise to power.
And this is 1996 that this interview and story took place, Rick. You ever heard any of this before?
Nothing. I have never heard this before.
So they cared so much about this man's statements that the Netanyahu's reportedly scrounged together $1 million, not shekels, $1 million to try to pay off this man, Doron Nuremberg, which, mind you, that last name has come up in recent days, because we were speaking about Ann Neuberger, who's in charge of our cyber defense. Haven't been able to find a link, but it's the same last name. Doron Nuremberg was reportedly worth $1 million on the secrets he had to tell on Sarah. Well, Rick, it turns out those secrets never saw the light of day, because Sarah Netanyahu, later that year, was able to get a court injunction to silence her husband. He hasn't published this book. This book doesn't exist anymore, at least in the public field. So we have no idea what Doron Nuremberg was going to tell about Sarah. But what we do know is that Sarah Netanyahu has had some training in the past. And it's not in psychology.
It's home economics?
Some might say a form of home, maybe security. She served in IDF intelligence.
All right, so
wait a minute.
Edward was actually able to find...
Sarah Netanyahu served in the Israeli Defense Force Intelligence Unit.
Yes. And she went to their version of MIT. This is a link of post that used to be on the press office website for the Prime Minister of Israel. It's been scrubbed now. Her, Sarah Netanyahu, went to high school between 1974 and 1977. Mrs. Netanyahu completed her studies at Greenberg High School in Tivon, where she was an outstanding student. While still in high school, she was chosen to participate in enrichment studies for gifted students at the Technion, Israel's MIT. She also served as a correspondent for Ma'ariv, Le Nouveau weekly magazine for Israel teenagers. In 1977, she began her military service as a psychotechnical diagnostician in the IDF intelligence unit. She diagnosed candidates for courses and special units in the IDF and other security services. In the Israel Defense Forces, she was a psychotechnical evaluator in the Department of the Behavioral Science of Military Intelligence Directorate, the Amman. She vetted candidates, got to know them intimately, and then made recommendations about the progression of their careers.
Now, when I heard the term psychotechnical evaluator, to me, that is just, you know, to me, that gives me reminders of our own psychotechnical division of our own intelligence services. We call it MKUltra over here, where the purpose of it is to manipulate people psychologically using the technology that we have at our hands. This is where Sarah Netanyahu got her start in IDF intelligence, in the psychotechnical division, Rick.
So we're being told that after this, she just simply went off to learn how to educate youth. It just became the psychologist as she screamed at Miriam Adelson.
I got to tell you, in 22 years, I have seldom been dumbfounded sitting here. You did it this time. You got me. This has caught me by surprise. I've never looked at Sarah Netanyahu and thought of her as a handler.
Because what's the appearance that comes off with her,
she's
right?
She's a housewife. She's married to the prime minister. She's the first lady of the nation.
Maybe a little selfish sometimes, maybe, you know.
Right.
Remember the big scandal? She bought some plates and everything.
Sure.
And, you know, you just think, oh, what a stupid thing.
We're generally
to bring
respectful
up, right?
When it comes to, and we obviously always are respectful, but I'm saying in this case, there was no reason to look into Sarah Netanyahu.
No.
If we were to criticize the prime minister.
Pretty fascinating. So we've got the Mossad and we've got the Aman, okay? So the Mossad is basically CIA for Israel. The Aman is DIA. Bibi's old lady was in the Aman, the DIA for the IDF. Pretty interesting. Let's take Hijacker in Washington. What's up, man?
Yeah, Robert, always a great show. Yeah, I thought that was funny, too. Imagine that Bibi's old lady is his handler. He can't go out the house with only so much money. I mean, it is pretty funny, don't you think?
I didn't play all that, but that gets into basically that's like he... You know, you've had these spouses before that we've thought were handlers for, you know, powerful men, and you get into who these guys' wives are, and I'm going to do that after the break on some of the guys in the Biden administration. Kind of interesting, but yeah, if you watch that whole True News, it gets into like contracts where she hires and fires all the heavyweights in the government and all kinds of strange stuff. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, it's actually a must-listen to. It's like your show every Sunday night. But I just wanted to put a real quick bullet in the head of Q. What Q was all about was basically stopping 435 conservative congressional councils, basically from us getting organized. But let me just – we're two billionaires, and I'm getting ready to tell you, Robert, what the plan is here coming up in the next year or so real quick. It's only going to take about 30 seconds. So, Robert, you're a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. I says, okay, Robert, this is what we're going to do. 2018, we're going to have a COVID test all lined up. Yeah. Then we're going to release the COVID test early 2020. Trump at first is going to say it's a bad flu. We'll get control of him. He'll go along with it. A week later, he's going to drop the bomb. He's going to shut the whole economy down. 50 million people will be unemployed. 30 to 40 million will be on the verge of eviction, not being able to pay their rent. Suicides will go through the roof, murder will go up, crime will go up, cities will burn, and the Pentagon will do nothing. They won't give any active denial system. We'll hold that where they can prevent the riots and the looting. We won't let them have that technology. Then we're going to steal the election by a landslide, by millions of votes. No court will even take it into court on merit. Right.
Yeah.
All media will basically play ball. Then we'll set up an insurrection January 6th. 71 million vaccines will go out and never stop. And us 460 billionaires will make another $4.5 trillion. And what are you going to say to me? You're going to say, how are you going to do that? And you know what I'm going to say? We're going to run Q. We're going to make them think everything's okay. But this is never going to stop, Robert, this whole...
Hey, how do you like the fact? How do you like the fact that they're... in Bundy Ranch and Malheur style, picking off all these people that just walked into the Capitol and took a few pictures, whereas the entire criminal class trashing our cities, bankrupt and everything, they get to walk free. But these Joe Biggs and these guys, they got all get hemmed up and arrested. It's just insane.
Yeah, all the looting. And so the White Hats in the military, I'm sorry, Robert's going to come down to you vets. You're all going to have to do something, but it's done. And it's one of the reasons I got off the air. There's nothing more I can do. Anybody woke up is already woke up. The Internet's like 25, 30 years old. Anybody that can't see what's going on, something's wrong with them. They're spiritually blind or something. I don't know what it is with them, but doctors and nurses are going along with this. And there's going to be one bioweapon after another, Robert. This is never going to stop. Yeah.
Well, I think this one here was probably a training. And then if we do have this super spreader incubators, now that we got this vaccine, and that's going to be the vector, or they're going to release another real heavyweight one where, you know, you got FedEx shipping all these body bags around. So whether the vaccine's going to be the cause or whether there's going to be another release or whether the entire thing collapses and then we go into blood in the streets, that's what the body bags are for, I think.
Yeah, and then they will go robotics as far as weapons. By the way, that dog robot you can defeat with some chicken wire, just a bale of chicken wire fence, it'll tie it up. So, but I hate to think that we're down to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Robert, always a great show. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too, brother. All right, see you, man. We'll see you on the other side, folks.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes. Day or night, duty calls, I'm rolling on.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Dictating whether you can purchase or whether you can't, whether you can eat or whether you can't.
Broadcast coming your way, Republic Broadcasting Network. Wanted to get this in up. This was up on Leo Zagami's website, and Great Reset And he breaks it down like this. If semantically analyzed, the great king Satan, as R-E in Italian means king, Rey, you know, in Spanish it's R-E-Y, so forth and so on. So Rey in Italian means king, and Set, also known as Seth in Egyptian mythology, is the equivalent of Satan for the Illuminati and the satanic orders like the Temple of Set that draws heavily from the works of Aleister Crowley and openly promotes the use of black magic. Temple of Set, of course, one of the great sheep-dip lieutenant colonels, Michael Aquino, running the baby rape squads over at the Presidio, where Gorbachev has his offices now. But one of those lieutenant colonel sheep-dip types. You know, Ali North, he ran the whole Iran-Contra, and he was just a little baby lieutenant colonel. Same thing with Michael Aquino, little lieutenant colonel running all the weird psyops, you know, hanging out with Valerie and all that. So remember, the Great Reset, the Great King Satan, semantically translated. Kind of interesting there. I wanted to get into a couple of these characters. I was listening to Dr. Francis Boyle. And they were talking about people surrounding Biden and who's really running the show, okay? So we've got, of course, Douglas Emhoff, the Jewish husband of Kamala Harris, very powerful lawyer, and I kind of got into the law firm that he worked at and all that stuff, and kind of the other people that are part of that firm. Very, very crazy connections. Look into Douglas Emhoff if you didn't listen to that broadcast. But Ron Klain, okay? Now, this is a Jewish guy. He is the White House chief of staff, 30th White House chief of staff. So he was under Gore and Biden, he was their chief of staff, okay? And he was appointed by Obama as the White House Ebola response coordinator after reported Ebola virus cases in the U.S. Remember that back in 2014 and 2015. So this guy's balls deep in the, let's say, pharmaceutical bioweapons stuff, okay? Now, here's what's interesting. He's Jewish, of course. He's from Indiana, same place Mike Pence is from. And he graduated from Georgetown in 83, home of the Jesuit power structure in D.C. And then he went to Harvard Law. And, you know, Francis Boyle and these guys talk about the Harvard Mafia. But he graduated magna cum laude from Harvard, okay? And so he clerked for the Supreme Court Justice Byron White in the 80s. He, from the 89 to 92, served as chief counsel to the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Okay. He was involved with the Clarence Thomas Supreme Court nomination, probably when Biden tried to snipe him. He goes way back here with Biden. Okay. Legislative director for Ed Markey, okay, commie out of Massachusetts, 1995. Tom Daschle appointed him the staff director of the Senate Democratic Leadership Committee. Heavily involved with Clinton and Gore. He directed judicial selection efforts and leading the team that won confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay, Jew gets the Jew on the bench. Nice. Oh, and in 94, he became chief of staff and counselor to Attorney General Janet Johnny Reno. And then in 95, became chief of staff to Gore. So he was involved probably with the Elian Gonzalez stuff and all the stuff with Waco, right after Waco happened in 93. Let's see here. He worked as an advisor to Wesley Clark during Clark's run for president, okay? Informal advisor to Senator Evan Bayh, okay? He was involved with Revolution LLC, venture capital firm launched by AOL co-founder Steve Case. And it goes on. Klain almost became a replacement for Rahm Emanuel at the White House chief of staff. So he's got a whole lot of stuff. And then let's talk about this other character, Jake Sullivan, who is now the NSA head, national security advisor to Biden, okay? He was senior policy advisor to Hillary's 2016 election campaign, and deputy chief of staff at the Department of State. He was also a senior advisor to the government for the Iran nuclear negotiations and a visiting professor at Yale. Okay. Director of policy planning at the Department of State, and it was deputy under Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, and all that good stuff. Oh, nice, huh? So let's see. What was some things about him? He attended Yale, okay, International Studies and Political Science. Oh, he's a Rhodes Scholar. Isn't that nice? He got to go to Oxford and learn how to become part of the New World Order boys, okay? Big debater, debating championship and all this good stuff, okay? An editor of the Yale Law Journal, okay? And what else did he do? And he was involved with clerking and all that stuff for Stephen Breyer. He was in the Obama administration. Deputy assistant to the president and national security advisor to U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Let's see. And so, you know, he's been involved with a lot of all this stuff, and he has been involved the entire time through this scandal ridden. He was prominent in many of the Podesta emails released by WikiLeaks. Oh, isn't that nice? And he looks like a little perv. He looks like a little slime bag. So look up Mr. Jake Sullivan. You'll love him. And I was going to talk about Anthony Blinken, this other Jewish guy. He's the Secretary of State now. And he goes way, way back. He's a big Iraq war proponent. And it just goes on and on. He was both in the Clinton and Bush administrations. I mean, he goes way back and all kinds of different stuff. And then I was going to get into Merrick Garland too, but I know time's getting short. Now he's the attorney general. But, you know, you get into this guy in Chicago. His mother, you know what? He's got a mother whose maiden name was Horovitz, just like Mr. Klain does. I just noticed that. So Klain and Garland both have mothers whose maiden name was Horowitz. Kind of interesting there. Just wanted to get that stuff out there. Let's see here. I wanted to get into this. Okay, let's get into clip 9 real quick, Sam. Pull that up. And this is just a little refresher. This is Ted Brewer talking a while back about all of these naturopathic physicians getting whacked in close proximity with each other. And this was had to all do with this substance called Nagalase. Go ahead and roll clip 9.
I am not making any claims concerning GCMAF. I have never sold GCMAF. I don't even know where to buy GCMAF. I have never used GCMAF. Is not available from any source that I know, and the only company that I know that it was making it in Europe has been shut down last month when these doctors started to die. Now, let me give you some information on what happened here. In the last few weeks, in the last month, several alternative doctors here in Florida have died. They have died mysteriously, and nobody really understands why they died. It was either linked to suicide or to heart attacks and just finding them dead in cars. And all of these doctors that have died in Florida apparently were interlocked through Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Bradstreet. And what they were doing is they were doing extensive research on autism and what was causing autism. Now, I want you guys to get a sheet of paper and pencil, because the information I'm about to give you right now is extremely controversial, and a bunch of people have exited the planet who are working with it. this information has been around for a while. They knew the information they were working with, and they were basically being very, very careful, supposedly. And some of them were being accused of having used GCMAF, and the Food and Drug Administration apparently raided several of their offices several weeks before they committed suicide or suddenly died. Now, let me share something with you very quickly on what this is. And this, it's going to sound complicated, but I'm going to break this down super, super easy for everybody listening tonight. When you first hear these terms, they're going to sound weird to you, but we're not going to make them weird. We're going to make them very easy. GC protein is a protein in the body that is used by macrophages in the body. And what it does, macrophages in the body are the ones that kill cancer cells. They basically stop cytokine storms and can be involved in cytokine storms. We'll explain what all these terms mean in a few minutes. The GC protein in the body adds vitamin D to it. Doug, how many times have I told the listening audience you have to take vitamin D every single day? That's super important. And we've got another bunch of notes, too. We're going to talk about the other ways that they're doing things to us to reduce the population of the planet. Now, what's interesting about this is, remember, GC protein, it gets vitamin D added to it, and the GC protein becomes what's called GCMAF. This GCMAF protein is human immune system enzyme protein, also known as vitamin D binding protein, macrophage activating factor. Now, what that simply means is this. This GCMAF is probably the single most effective thing in the immune system to kill cancer cells. And what's happening is the immune system is being compromised by a product called NAGLase. It's an enzyme slash protein, and it's made by cancer cells and viruses, causing immunodeficiency syndromes. It's also been linked to autism and a host of other problems we're going to talk about tonight.
Hey, pause.
Now, what
ends
up happening is this.
Okay. Now, I've been hearing Dr. Tenpenny and others talking about macrophages a lot having to do with this COVID-19 vaccine. Now, knowing that they had this thing, the tests and all of this stuff, you know, this warp speed is warp BS. They had this thing already online, okay? They've had all this crap. And so what I'm postulating here is that the reason why these doctors were whacked in the years prior, okay, we're in 2021 now. This all started happening a few years ago. I think they were whacked not to really worry about autism and so forth. They were whacked because they knew the people that run everything, they knew this operation, the COVID operation, was coming right on the heels. And this GCMAF and these things that these naturopaths were discovering were probably going to, let's just say, be able to counter this kill shot that we're witnessing right now. It's just, I'm just kind of postulating that. Go ahead and resume it for a sec.
Protein. The entire immune system is compromised. What these doctors found was this. That this NAGLase protein enzyme they felt was being introduced into the body either virally or directly through immunizations. This is the protein power, this is the enzyme protein that destroys the immune system. I'm going to repeat this. Apparently, since these guys are dead and I can't talk to them,
how much you want to bet
they found that the NAGLase enzyme protein that was made by cancer cells and viruses, which causes immunodeficiency, is being added through the immunizations, either through viruses or through the immunization itself being given NAGLase. This is such incredibly damning information to the entire medical profession and the immunological profession and those folks that are producing immunizations that apparently they didn't want these guys around. Now, I'm not saying what happened to these guys. I'm just saying they're not on this planet anymore. So what ends up happening is this.
So think about this. If these things are loaded up with the Nogales, so everybody just got a cancer bomb thrown in them when they took this COVID vaccine, how much Nogales you want to bet's probably in here? On top of the other stuff, the monitoring, the Internet of Things, links, and everything else. Very, very fascinating. Okay, so I wanted to get to this. This is on Henry Macau with robotics. This is from Celeste Solem, and he's kind of paraphrasing some of her stuff she's saying. With robotics, most human beings have become redundant to the Illuminati. When there are famines and power blackouts, and you see what the Texas thing was, that was a little taste for all of us goy out here to lose power. When there are famines and power blackouts, people were streamed to reception centers at Costco's and Walmart's of all places. Well, what about these big freaking industrial business parks parked out in the middle of everywhere in every major town where you don't even know what's going on inside these huge-ass buildings? What about all these outlet malls that we covered, you know, back a couple years ago, where they've all got towers strangely built in them, and they look reminiscent of let's just say other kinds of camps in the past, okay, where they will be interned and sent to get concentration camps, where they'll be gassed or guillotined. Well, the guillotine thing's been floating around forever. The goal is to offload 90% of the population. COVID tests are intended to collect your DNA. The vaccine contains aborted fetus stem cells and human proteins that have been bred in plants and mice. They also contain hydrogels, nanoparticles that permanently fuse with your tissue that connect with a 5G computer network that monitor your health at all times and determine if you can go to work or buy food. Speaking of food, meat will be phased out in concentration camp rations, quote-unquote micronutrients, probably Soylent Green of some sort, introduced for the general public. There will be no going to the supermarket. We will not be allowed to take anything from nature and must downsize to half our carbon footprint. If we live in a mansion, we must move to a bungalow. I know it sounds crazy. FEMA estimates that only 3% of gun owners will resist gun confiscation by force. They are making an inventory of everything of material value. All private property will be federalized. It's tempting to dismiss Solem as a crackpot and a fearmonger. There were many red flags. She tends to exaggerate. Blah, 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 blah. Trillions have been spent and millions of lives have been disrupted or destroyed for a virus that has a 0.25% mortality rate. Think about why they need to pump this virus into everybody with such a low mortality rate. There's something contained in there that they are desperate to get pumped into all of our bodies via injection, which, as we know, an injection goes, you know, way further into your person than ingesting something by mouth or et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, people are talking about these restaurant owners led away in shackles. You know, and of course, all those people that were peaceful in the Capitol being SWAT teamed all over the place and locked up as domestic terrorists and so forth. Wow. The renta mobs that are really doing the domestic terrorism in Portland and elsewhere, they get to run free because, see, they're part of the counterintelligence warfare on the population mechanisms. Really, really crazy stuff. Wanted to get this one in here. This was a YouTuber, Roy Potter. Sam, if you could get clip six ready. This we might as well have some fun towards the end of the broadcast here and kind of have a laugh because we're talking about such dark things. But let's roll six right quick.
Okay, hello, everyone. It is Sunday, March, what is today, 14th, I suppose, 2021.
Wanted to play this last week.
I hope you can read between the lines on the title of this video, this live stream. And I'm just going to make it real quick. But I just had to turn on AJ this afternoon to see what he might be talking about, because I figured he was going to be talking about some of the casualties of our current medical practices. I just had a feeling he might go there. So I went to listen to him, and all he'll do is blame the big farm. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. That's where he wants to lay the blame. He's talking about all of the casualties, all of the losses that we're suffering from this new treatment. But he wants to blame it on the big pharma. And he wants to blame it on Fauci. And he wants to blame it on Gates. And I agree, but he will not blame it on Trump. I'll tell you what AJ can do. This is what you can do, AJ. You little worm. You little fart. You tell Trump to get on some way or another onto the media, whether it's alternative, whether it's Tucker Carlson or something, and retract all of the things that he and Don Jr. and Ivanka and the rest are doing to push this bullshit of getting people to go get this new medicine. This new preventative medicine, which it is not. So AJ, if you're serious about wanting people to pull back and get away from this thing, if you're really serious and not a piece of shit, you get a hold of Trump one way or another and tell him to repent of pushing this crap. Or else you're full of shit yourself, fat man. I'm so pissed at you, I can hardly stand it. That's all I got, everybody. I think you need to get on IW right now and just load them up with texts, emails, whatever, call into the show, whatever, and tell them that they're full of shit.
All right, you can stop it there. All right, up on Zero Hedge, Venezuela says massive blast hit not gas pipeline in quote-unquote terrorist attack. So the oil minister, Tarek El Aissami, announced on state television that the incident was considered a terrorist attack. He provided no evidence for such claims. Kind of interesting there. So let's see. I had something there, but, we're coming up to the end of the broadcast here. So, the Drag Queen Story Hour sponsor and or president arrested for child porn. Of course. So, everybody, who knows what's going to happen? You know, you gotta take it as it comes, but you gotta be ready to say no. You know what? I'm girding my loins for that right now when they tell me that I gotta take this thing. Like I told John, it's the guns and it's the jab. It's the guns, it's the jab.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.